witnessing using Genesis? Can that be done?
Answers with Ken Ham, a well-known creation evangelist.
I'm sometimes asked, how can the average Christian know how to deal with well-educated evolutionists? Well, the good news is that you really don't have to be a scientist to refute evolution and defend the book of Genesis. You know, the main arguments are quite simple. Well, you'll need to do some reading, but you don't have to be intimidated, not even by a research scientist, by anyone who speaks to you about evolution. For instance, one of the questions God asked Job was, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? In other words, God really asked Job, were you there? This is one of the questions I teach young people at our school assemblies to think about whenever someone says they believe in millions of years. A friend of mine told me of his conversation with an evolutionary geologist once. This evolutionist went on and on about the layers of rock and millions of years, and finally my friend just said politely, well, were you there? The geologist was dumbfounded. Don't be afraid to defend the book of Genesis.
One of our most effective tools to defend the Bible's first book is our booklet that answers the age-old question, where did Cain find his wife? We'll send 10 of these to you. They're great for passing out as evangelistic tools when you present our nonprofit ministry with a donation of any amount. Call toll-free 24 hours a day at 888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or log on to our attractive website, answersoffer.org.